Oh, isn't it wonderful just to breathe together, knowing that this first breath and the next breath are just the beginnings, the entryway into this period of time that you, and bravo to you, are choosing to set aside. Just these 30 minutes or so. And the breath begins to shift your vibrational set point such that you're becoming a match now to softer, more expanded frequencies. And it's just the breath doing that. Of course, it's a little bit more than that. It is your intention. It is the already so well established fabric of this group energy. Never underestimate the power of this group energy or group energy in general. Especially such as this, where we work week after week to create a more and more coherent and developed, expanded, deepened, effulgent pattern in the field. We've worked a long time together now, and that's just in this lifetime. That's before we even got to Earth and put on the human spacesuits and found each other again in this lifetime. Yeah, can you feel the perfection of that? How perfectly wonderful. That we have all found each other again. And the simple act of breathing with this depth of presence, with your sincere heart, with the purity of your intention, it is all so simple from there. And though it seems as though we are all in different locations or points along the linear time spectrum, or in different places from a space perspective, right now, all of our respiration is in training. Our breath rising and falling like soft waves in the depth of the void. Like shimmers of light, thrums of energy, our breath in training. Good. You just felt that. Our heart beats. And training, do not think for a moment that we all have separate little beating hearts. That is the illusion of the physical. We share one heart, one blazing stargate, one heart of love. Infinite and powerful. And it is here that we land. It is within that container that actually is itself boundless. So there is, it is not exactly a container, but meaning there is no end to it. but to us it seems like a container. That heart of love. That ocean of vibrational suchness that we have sprung forth from. And that is where we are connecting, yes? Know that. This is where we are connecting. And we sink down now. We sink down into that container. And that sacred, precious bowl of your little human heart, it is sighing right now back into that embrace. Ah, yes. I remember this. Oh, hallelujah, says your precious human heart. I can rest now. Yes, you can. And indeed, Master, that is what today is. Or this part of your today, anyway. It is a time to rest. Because what you most need right now, what we most need right now, is a hug. Well, okay, maybe some dark chocolate and $1 million, but we'll take an energetic hug, right? That's good. That's good too. I wasn't kidding about the $1 million, just if the quantum field happens to be listening right now. What we need right now is a period, an opportunity, is the space to integrate. Because, and boy, we say this a lot, energies are moving thick and fast now. Getting edgy and crunchy, and we know this, and we know this, and so many of these weekly transmissions are about support through that, navigating through that. But can you feel? We've come into a little bit of a lull now. For some of us, it's sort of a lull before we see that perhaps there's another, don't want to say storm exactly, just another energy wave coming. But there's a bit of a, there's space right now to exhale . All right, let's do it then. Because we want to take these opportunities, sink into them, and expand them. These moments of grace where you feel spaciousness. Perhaps you're even feeling a bit of a lightness, like something shifting. Or I've just come through something, I can feel it. And then all the way along that spectrum, right up to, wow, you know what? I'm actually feeling really good. I can see potentials on the horizon. I can see it. I can feel it. I'm actually feeling pretty good. So we want to take those moments of grace and expand them. because that is the way of ease. That's the path of ease relative to, let's say, being in a place, a vibrational set point, a perceptual set point that feels more heavy and dense and contracted, which is okay. That happens. The human construct is going to experience that. That's okay. But coming from a place like that, and then as though looking up and saying, oh, I really should do some work and effort to shift my vibration to a higher state, and then you get working from that contracted state of being and feeling and perceiving. Now, that is work and effort. Absolutely. And sometimes that is the work in front of us. But let's take these sweet, precious, juicy moments where grace shimmers around us, because more and more we want especially the human aspects, the human constructs, to entrain with higher vibrational and therefore dimensional states of being. Not just a state that we're grasping for or hoping for or glimpsing, but a state of being. Meaning the cells are going to function at that level. The neural net is going to fire from those neural pathways, higher, clearer, lighter, more expanded, plugged into the realms of possibility and potential and solution and expansion. And that is how you will shift, raise, shift, expand, however you want to language that, your frequency set point. The vibrational set point can sometimes rise and fall, of course, depending on what is happening. But your frequency set point tends to be a little more constant. Relative to our ascension process on this planet, in these human bodies, in the third, fourth dimensional, physical, as it were, realms, we say this over and over, the body and all that goes with this human incarnation is so important that we help the body consciousness, the cell consciousness, the emotional body, the mental body, and even the bioluminescent field around the body. Your cells are communicating with biophotons. They're emitting biophotons, and that creates a sort of bioluminescence around the body. Even those fields, we want to get them entraining with higher light codes, frequencies, photonic light, plasma, ascension codes. So, if you can right now, if you haven't already, lie down, if you can. And if not, then make sure you're nice and comfortable sitting up and start to sort of sink in, as it were, if you're sitting up. Sink down. And if you're lying on the floor, on the bed, feel the delicious, soft heaviness of the body. Feel the muscles softening, feeling your heels against the bed or the floor, your calves softening. The muscles of the thighs and the hips relaxing. Perhaps your legs are going to adjust slightly, falling open a little bit more as the deeper ligaments and tendons relax. And as you breathe, that curve of the lower back, the lumbar spine, it is just going to naturally sink back a little more, a little more. No need to force it. Not necessarily adjusting the body unless something feels uncomfortable, then adjust, lengthen. But for now, just noticing and allowing the body to be as it is, configured as it is. And like your precious heart sinking back into the embrace of the heart of all love. Allow your body to sink back into your energy field, the golden light pool of light and frequency, energy, love. That is you at higher levels. As though the body were floating in a beautiful large sphere of golden plasma. Imagine that with each breath, plasma pours into the body. And the internal organs drink it in, golden liquid light bathing the organs. Calming, soothing, relaxing. Not focusing on any one thing in the body, even if you know of something that is a distortion pattern or bundle in the body. Not focusing on that right now. So just focusing on the light, the liquid light pouring in. The light is penetrating, the light that the body floats in, penetrating, yes, through the skin, the muscles, the bones. But you're breathing the light into the torso, the viscera, the lungs and the heart now. Just for now, not needing to fix or change anything. Just focus on that beautiful light pouring in and the precious, precious surrender that the body is experiencing right now. With each exhalation, feel the shoulders relax back down to the floor or the bed. creating a kind of spaciousness and an opening across the upper chest. And now paying attention to the respiration at the nostrils and the nasal passages and the sinus cavities. Breathe that golden light up into the sinus cavities, up into the cranial cavity, filling the cranial cavity with light. The human mind is quite soft and quiet now. It is in a state of awe. Awe and wonder, that is that state of grace that brings stillness and silence. Awe and wonder are the state of grace that will naturally create silence and stillness in the mind, no effort required. And now just imagining that you, the point of conscious awareness, is now outside of that beautiful plasma sphere of liquid golden light. And you see your body, your sweet, wonderful body, hovering inside. And there is a smile on your face, the human part of you is smiling just a little bit right now, bathed in healing frequencies, enfolded by light, source light, the light of purification, of alchemy, of miraculous healing. Of nourishment beyond even a concept or possibility of lack. Imagine now that even if you were perceiving your body as lying down, being horizontal within this beautiful sphere of golden light, see it now so that the body, your human aspect, your human construct, is upright. See yourself upright. Eyes still closed. And now imagine that if you could perceive from the human construct again, from within your body, you would imagine that your beautiful sphere of light right in front of you. It is going to open as though gates open. You just see them however you see them. They might be beautiful garden gates. They might be golden gates, crystalline gates. They're going to open outward. And there is a massive, glorious path of pure golden light. Right there. You can't miss it. Your field, your gold light alignment opens up and puts you right on that path. There is not even another path or timeline or potential that you can see. Hallelujah, Master, there is only this now. And there is joy now in the emotional body. It ripples through like a shiver of pleasure, joy at the sight of this path, at the sight of these gates opening. And what do you glimpse? I see a sort of path into nature. Trees and green-leafed beings, they're a little bit different because they have a sort of effulgence to them. They look very, very similar, very familiar to what we have here on the third, fourth dimensional Earth. But there is a sort of radiance. The colors are just a little bit brighter, sweeter, more intense. And indeed, it is almost as though you can taste color, you can hear color and vibrational emanence. It is a communication. There is song. Is it the song of the trees? Their roots clasping tender hands beneath the soil. Is it the song of the animal beings delighting in the abundance that surrounds them? Is it the song of your own cells vibrating now, vibrating? Harmonizing, entraining even further. And if you haven't already, start to step onto that path, that golden light path. Your sphere of light enfolds you. All the time. Step onto the path. And so right now, as with the first couple of breaths that we took almost 30 minutes ago together, they became the portal. See your feet stepping onto that golden light path. And after a few steps, you might get the feeling that you are floating, that you are gliding. That's okay, but see your feet, the first 2, 3, 4 steps. See, you choose that path from that level of human agency, commitment, affirmation. And go forth. Explore if you wish. Or perhaps step inside, as it were, through those gates and pause to just look around, feel, see, hear, and sense waves of love. And there is great joy, I promise you, because you have crossed that threshold, because you, Master of Light, Beloved of Earth, you have stepped onto that path, crossed that threshold, and now you weave your blazing light patterns into the new earth fabric that rejoices at your presence. Remember this.